Today in Moscow, I'm going to be speaking to the famous political scientist Alexander Dugin. In the West, he's referred to as Putin's brain due to their shared vision of Russia. Now, I was going to speak to him about the war in Ukraine and Russia's place in the developing multipolar world, but events in West Asia have rather overtaken us, as Israel has shocked the world by attacking Iran. And is it part of a wider conflict that is increasingly engulfing the world? Mr. Dugin, thank you for joining me. Were you shocked when Israel attacked Iran?
Not too much. I think that was a kind of logical step from a greater Israel project, and because Netanyahu and the people like Bezalel Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, the far-right Zionists, they seriously have started the expansion. They try to establish greater Israel from the sea to the sea. And I think that they consider Shia world and the center of Shia Islam Iran as the main obstacle. So they are against, as well against other Muslim nations, against Sunnis as well. But they consider that those who are more radical against this greater Israel project, who is supporting Palestine and Gaza, and blames Israel for all the crimes and the genocide they have committed, that are the Shia, Iranians, or Iranian-backed powers in the Middle East, so-called resistance. And they started to destroy, after the failure of Flut Alexa initiative of Hamas, the Zionists, they started to annihilate, destroy all the power of resistance. Hamas in Gaza, after that Hezbollah in Lebanon, including intrusion in Syria, on Syrian soil, and helping to overthrow Bashar Assad. And the logical goal, the last goal in their strategy of this total destruction of resistance ecosystem in Middle East, was attack against Iran. Netanyahu announced a very long time ago that finally he will attack Iran. Nobody believed him, but he has done what he has promised. So I think that is in perfect logic of Israel. The only thing that I was really shocked of was precisely that the leaders of the Islamic nations have led Israel to all that. So when the ground operation in Gaza just started, if in that moment all the regional opposite powers, all the resistance force immediately would intervene, that could provoke very serious impact. But Hezbollah waited until Israel would erase Gaza. After that, Iran observed when Israel has killed all the military and political and religious leaders of Hezbollah, doing nothing, absolutely. And now Iran is under attack, and the military, the main figures in Iran, are killed, assassinated from the ground. I think only for now on, only Houthis, only Yemenites, they be themselves as the men should do, and they are saving the proud and the dignity of Islamic world, fighting at paying any price demanded, fighting against Zionism. All the rest try to find a way how to deal with it and discover one after the other, after another, that it is quite impossible. But it was clear from the beginning. And I think that We are in a metaphysical battle. The stakes are not just high; they are absolute. So it shouldn't be compromised with the shaitan, with the devil.
And what is Israel trying to do? Is this got anything to do with nuclear weapons, or is it regime change? Are they going to stop?
I think that they will continue their attack until either there will be some nuclear catastrophe, so-called dirty bomb. So they would like to make explosion on the nuclear station in Iran, and they would try to make regime change operation, but when they will, as they think they will finish Iran, they will find their other goal. That is an idea to create greater Israel at any cost, and their successes, Israeli successes, they inspire them more and more to get further. So I think that in my reading of Zionist doctrine, it is not just traditional Judaism. It is very, very particular version of religious doctrine when the Jews, Israeli Jews, Zionists, better to say, have decided not to wait until Messiah comes, but to replace Messiah, to declare themselves as Messiah. So the Israeli people or Zionists, they think they are God, or they are Messiah, they are messenger of the God themselves. So they don't need any justification of their behavior from any other instance, not to speak about international community. So they behave themselves in their special, very, very heretic, I would say, in the context of Judaism, classical Judaism faith. And normally, Iranian people should follow line of Mahdi, the line of Iranian revolution. So I think that we are now on the intersection of different axes of the end time. That is the end time war, because in the eyes of true believers in Shia, Israel and Zionism is Dajjal. And in the eyes of the Zionists, Shia, Iranian people, Muslim world in general, are obstacle for their regional and after that global rule. So that is their idea, based on magical faith and on very special and particular reading of the Bible. On the other hand, that is Shia interpretation of the Quran, of the Hadith, and so on. So, but if we put together the American fundamentalist Protestants as well, they could consider Russia to be Gog and Magog and follow their own Scofield Bible with interpretation that Russia as the Kingdom of the North would intervene in the end of time in the conflict in the Middle East. And if we as well remember in Russia, consider the fight against the collective West in Ukraine as the fight of against satanic civilization, we have different axes, different lines of the end time way of thinking. And now it is not just expectation, that is the fact already.
What do you think the US's role is in all this? They say they have nothing to do with it.
So I think that Trump is very nervous last time, because one day he says, I encourage Israel to make attack against Iran. Next day, he says, we need to talk concerning limitation of the enrichment of the uranium in the Iran. So next day, he accuses Iranian to be terrorists. After that, he pretends he want to stop the war, so he changed his mind every day. So I think that it is difficult to say who is the real decision maker in this situation. Once Trump has said that Netanyahu tries to to push him in the one direction, and he was not happy at all. He declared that I'm president of the United States. Nobody could manipulate me. But what we see, he is totally manipulated by Israeli Zionists, and they do what they wish with him, with MAGA, with American establishment. What I have remarked recently in the Twitter, so there is a huge amount of the people of MAGA, Make America Great Again movement, protesting against this war. So they are followers of Trump, of Trump's administration, but at the same time, they radically refuse to accept this war. So that is anti-war movement, not on the side of the Democrats, but on the side of Trumpists themselves. And I think that Trump could not totally put aside this reaction of his most devoted voters. So I think there is a growing split in the United States concerning this war, and Trump is hesitating. Either he is on the side of Israel, or he is rather would try to put the end to the hostility. But he could not. He overestimates his capacity. I think the leaders of Zionism, they have their own agenda, and they don't take seriously Trump in consideration. They really manipulate him.
Do you think this is mainly Israel's war? Or do you think this is a war in relation to the West, NATO, trying to damage Russia, China, Iran, the multipolarity? Do you think it's that, or do you think it's just down to Israel?
So I think that generally it is globalists, neocons, war desired by the right wing of globalism, by neocons in the United States, and that is the path of the global war between unipolarity, with that tries desperately to save American Western, Western hegemony, and the emerging multipolar world. So that is we could consider that as one of the fronts of this war, global war between unipolarity and multipolarity. And Russia is fighting its own war in Ukraine against the same enemy. So I think that China will be involved sooner or later in the conflict in Taiwan against the same enemy. And Israel declares itself as power of the West. But there is an exception. Israeli leaders, they consider themselves to be the center and not the periphery. They consider themselves to be masters of this war and not just ally of the West. So in their opinion, the center of decision are themselves. But at the same time, I think that in all these three cases, there is the one and the same collective West who is fighting against multipolarity, but the challenges are evenly distributed because Russia is fighting its own war against globalism. Iran now and Muslim society, Muslim Ummah is challenged to have its own war that it's trying to avoid at any price, it seems to me. And China is challenged by its Chinese war against the same enemy, but on the behalf of their own civilization.
In that context, then, do you expect Russia to help Iran?
It's difficult to say. So normally, yes, because Russia has supported Iran against this attack of Israel. Russia is very, very grateful to Iran for its help during the beginning, above all, first stages of special military operation. But I could not be sure about the amount of the help. Diplomatically, yes, sure. Politically, yes, sure. Economically, I think yes, but I am not sure about military involvement of Russia in this conflict, and we could see some symmetry. Iran, and that is the difference from Northern Korea, wasn't involved directly in military way on the Russian behalf. In the Ukrainian war, Iran has helped in some way to Russia.
How worried are you in Russia about the conflict in Iran and Israel?
I could not say so many factors, because Russia as well, because Trump is much better than globalist, left globalist, and neocons. Now he is in trap. He is totally put in the corner by all the opponents. So he couldn't stop the war in Ukraine, but he could if he refused to give more military help to Ukraine. He didn't use this chance. He promised not to get into the war, and he is involved. He is already in the war, new war in Middle East. So he is in a very desperate position politically, because there is the growing protest wave. This wave is supported by those who are much worse than Trump, by Soros, by globalists themselves. So in that situation, I think the help of Russia to Iran in this war, I would say, will be discreet, not too open, not too big, not too wide, but in some special key elements, I think that Russia could be of help. We should try to form a kind of regional coalitions. So we need friends there. So Iran could not alone stand against Israel when collective West is behind him. So I think that demands from Iran new way of diplomatic efforts in the countries of region concerning Turkey, concerning Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Iraq for sure. So other Gulf countries. So Iran needs now to act very, very wisely, not just bravely, but wisely as well. So as subject of politics, not just as object.
What about Europe? I saw an Italian journalist today say that Israel is more of a threat to prosperity in Europe than Russia is. Would you agree with that?
Iran? About Iran?
Israel is more of a threat to Europe than Russia is.
So I think Israel is a threat because Russia is no threat at all to Europe, and Israel is really, but by totally different reason, because Israel now is going to involve European Union in global conflicts against possible European allies. So because Europe depends on the energy matters and many other aspects from Arab countries, from Middle East, from Russia. Europe depends from the oil, Europe has huge amount of Muslim population. And now, after this attack, I think that this Muslim population will be very, very negative toward the governments who support Israel. So that is the real bomb put inside of European Union. But the European elite, globalists, much worse than modern American governments. So I think they are hostages of this crazy tendency. The other eschatology, liberal end of history of Fukuyama, that is secular, liberal, individualistic, post-humanist LGBT project, how to end the history. So liberalism, it is one eschatology, one teaching of the last time more to add Greater Israel project, to Mahdi vision of Shia world, to Katehon concept of Russian Federation. Russia considers herself to be Katehon, the keeper, the spiritual, metaphysical figure that doesn't let the Antichrist to arrive. That is our vision of end time. And the American, we have spoken about American Protestants. They have their own vision of how the world should end. So we are inside of competition between different versions of the end of the world. Very dangerous.
Do you think World War III has already begun? It's obviously going to look very different than World War II and World War I. Do you think it has already begun?
So it is very difficult to define a precise moment for that. Maybe yes, maybe not. We will know a bit later. So if, for example, Pakistan, or when Pakistan was involved, as Pakistan has promised to make a nuclear strike on Israel, if Israel would make a nuclear strike against Iran, or maybe dirty bomb, that is much easier. Israel regularly attack nuclear facilities, peaceful atom in Iran, and it could provoke a nuclear explosion, a nuclear catastrophe. I think that could be reason to Pakistan as well to use nuclear weapon against Israel. Maybe we are already inside a third world war. You never know. It is too late. Maybe we are inside. Maybe we are balancing on the board, on the edge of it. But I think that is something very, very near. Never. During last 80 years, we were so close to the World War as now.
Are you worried that Israel will use nuclear weapons on Iran?
Quite possible. So, Netanyahu, at least, has said he regards this option. More than that, there is some term, recent term, Samson option, and Israel threats the other country that if it begins to lose the war against Iran, they would destroy everything, not only Iran, but as well Israel itself, and arrest the capitals of the world with the dirty bombs or nuclear explosions. That is a kind of blackmail on the global scale. So, and if we take in consideration the messianic and radical and fanatic mentality of the Zionists that started all this mess by their belief in some miracle issue, miracle salvation. So it becomes more and more dangerous. So they are very capable to do a very, very wild and horrible and awful things. And they have proved that before. The world in general has compassions to Israeli people, to Jews suffering so much in the Second World War under Hitler. But now I think the image of Judaism, of Jewish people and Israel, above all, has radically changed. Now it is the image of the violent aggressor, of perpetrator of the worst crime. So there is no more compassion. There may be fear, maybe horror in front of it. So I think that we are living in totally different worlds with different figures. So the images of all the participants in this coming war are very different. So where is democracy in the West? There is totalitarianism. Where is Soviet totalitarianism in Russia? No trace. Where is the victims, global victims, Jews? They now are butchers who kill innocent people. So everything has changed, I think. And where is progress? Everybody speaks about or perversion or tradition. So no progress. Nobody uses anymore such arguments that were widely broadly used before. So we are in totally different situation. I think the world has changed so much that our thought could not understand it anymore. So we are on delay. Our consciousness, our way of thinking is as retarded comparing with the speed and acceleration of the events around us.
And do you think it's in Europe's interest to support Israel and indeed Ukraine? And if it's not, why are they doing it?
I think they are Europe is going to help to Israel and to Ukraine, because European Union now, with the exception of some countries as Hungary or Slovakia, they are part of this globalist elite. So I think that globalists, they feel themselves much better in European Union, that they control totally, than in the United States, where at least president and huge amount population is in a riot against globalism. So in America, we have the populist revolution, populist insurgency, a populist riot against globalism. So that I think that the United States is on the edge of the civil war, but Europe is totally in the hands of globalists, and that explains what they do, why they support the huge crimes of Israel, and why they couldn't abandon idea to inflict the strategic defeat on Russia.
But it doesn't seem to be in globalist interests either. It's destroying European economies. It's the threats to Iran shutting down oil production.
I think globalism is a phase. Globalism is not about economy, not about interest. It is another religious idea, another secular, individualistic, post-humanist eschatology, and they are ready to sacrifice their economic interests for their faith. Now we are living inside of the intersection between this spiritual or anti-spiritual way of thinking, and far away from the realism, from calculation, cold definition of the interests or gains or profits. We are far away from that world we lived just yesterday in. So I think we need to understand globalism as the kind of faith and the face of total perversion and destruction of humanity. And they follow this agenda. And in that sense, I think that Trump is an example of much more normal figure that tries to save his country, nation, his sincere patriot, but he's taken as a hostage by globalists. He is not free, and maybe he doesn't know how to get from out from this trap where he is put. But I think that at least Iran fights for its dignity, its sovereignty. Iran defends its own nation, its own state, its own tradition, and that is very noble fight. But as well, there is some eschatological element in Iranian actions. So, but now it is the final test for Iranian people, because during the Imam Khomeini revolution, Iranian people was ready to bring revolution and return to the spiritual roots of Iranian people, of Islamic civilization and culture, broader, in the broader context. So I think that we are living in a very, very dangerous world, but we need once more to discover spiritual dimension of the history.
Final question, I just wanted to ask you a question about my own country. I was interested to meet you today to ask you this as well. I don't know how well you know Britain, but there seems to be an increasing moral degeneracy throughout society. A lot of porn stars coming up on social media, they seem to be pushing that. Now they're talking about abortion up to about till a child is about to be born. many other things. People talk about LGBT and things like that. There seems to be this moral degeneracy. In Russia, you have patriotism, you have religion to keep society together. Britain doesn't have any respect for religion. Patriotism is being rocked by multiculturalism. What do you think the solution is for Britain?
I think you need as well something like American conservative revolution, because I think the British people doesn't like what is going on in your country. Maybe I'm wrong. In order to save Britain, you should save your people, your country from these globalist, anti-British, cosmopolitan, totally an anti-traditional elite that has usurped the power. And I think that the main parties in England, they don't represent the people. That is the problem. They don't represent anybody now. So they could not represent immigrants. They could not represent Islam. They don't represent real normal British men and women. So they represent themselves. And that is the case for majority of European countries. But I have spoken recently with British conservative politician who has said what we need in Britain, that we need to have the British heartland. We should not be totally devoted to this globalist sea power vision that we had before. We need to return to the British roots, to our traditions, to our people, to our communities, to our values, to our culture, and that is the solution. So the return to the roots, the restoration of the traditional values and discovery. So the British Empire has conquered the world, has discovered other civilization, but has lost at the same time its own identity in this expansion. So it is time to return home, to find, to cherish, to save finally British identity, because your people, your culture is very beautiful people and very beautiful culture and excellent language, but it is used when it is used on the global scale, you are losing its deep meaning, its irony in British language. You are canceling yourself. So that is cancel culture of liberalism. So I think return to the roots, return to the tradition, to the Christian, classical, European, British, Anglo-Saxon roots. That is the way to save your country. It is not if, for example, you will be in a war with us, with Russians or with Iranians, with Muslim countries, they will give you nothing, absolutely nothing. They will destroy you more and more and more. But if you return home, if you concentrate on your own heartland to transform the island into the continent, the full-scale British continent, that could be a solution. It is my suggestion to British people that I like very much.